96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, CFile, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Island Pay, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, Scotiabank, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Hope you guys had a good weekend. I had a good weekend. It was restful during some parts. It was a lot of fun during other parts. And here we are again on a Monday, just kind of figuring out where it is that the entire country is going. All right, we got a few things going on today. All right. A swarm of things. Swarm? Swirl? A swirl of things going on. So if you look at the headlines of the Nassau Guardian, you'll kind of get a feeling for what's happened. If you look at some of the news on social media, you'll also kind of get an understanding of some other things that are going on. So, but I wanted to point this out very carefully. In that we have had just not an hour ago another homicide on New Providence. Okay, the latest information is that a pump attendant was killed at the Rubis service station on Madera Street and Mackey Street. All right. So he was killed. We're not sure exactly what happened, but we know that an employee at Rubis was killed not too long ago. I personally received videos that people took while they were sitting in traffic on Bar 20 Corner at the intersection of Mackey Street. What's the proper name for Bar 20 Corner? Anyone know? Palmetto Avenue? Is that what it is? I'm not sure. Anyway, somebody was sitting in traffic on Bar 20 Corner, and they saw what is who is likely the gunman walking away a bit frantic with a gun in his hand from the scene. All right, I'm sure police will get those videos. And this was just from a person I know who was sitting in traffic and just saw the dude just walking away with the gun, you know? Went to the gas station, apparently on foot, shot and kill the pump attendant, and then walked. I don't know what he still had the gun on him for, what he still had the gun out for. Maybe he thought someone was going to follow him or something like this. Anyway, he ran back into what appeared to be the Camp Road area. All right. Now, I reserve the right to make no apologies if I do come on here in a year or three or four and tell you that I'm out. I can't take it anymore on this island. I reserve the right to say that because that there may come a time when I just can't take it anymore, right? But I think that it all is not lost, and we're at a point where we can still salvage a lot of what we value as normal societal behave. Let me not say that, because we've normalized a bunch of craziness. What we value is, you know, closer to ideal societal behavior in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. All right. Now, I don't enter these discussions with any illusions. Crime is in every country in the world. It happens. There is violence in every country in the world. All right. A lot of countries is not as frequent as it is here. It's not as concentrated into such a small area. But I'm under no illusions that there's not any crime anywhere else, and we're the worst at it. The worst at it in the world. However, I'm going to say this. There's too much going on in too small a radius for my personal taste, okay? And I'm, you know, not a prude. I'm not somebody who doesn't understand that people have disagreements and things oftentimes get messy. But I just don't want to continue living in a place where, you know, you walk up to the pump attendant and shoot him dead, and his body's lying on the ground for the world to see. And you're going to have to justify in your mind, as well as to your children and family and others, why Nassau still is a place that is sensibly inhabitable and not somewhere that proposes an inherent sense of imminent danger on a daily basis. All right. So before we had the homicide, I was going to come on to just voice some concern about this event that they had on Gladstone Road yesterday. All right. So again, I'm not a prude. I wasn't born yesterday. I came up in the 90s, early 2000s. They had parties when I was coming up. They had fights, yes. Were there massive brawls? Rarely. Were people shot dead at parties, etc., public events? Very rarely, right, in the 90s when I was coming up. Were people stabbed en masse? Rarely. But, you know, I'm not an idiot. I was talking to some of my high school classmates just last week, and we were talking about the inherent danger of navigating while going from Kingsway Academy, which is where I went, to Seabreeze, right? I grew up, like, in the back of the Prince Charles Shopping Center, like, a couple corners around there. I spent the majority, a great deal of my life there, right? So much so, in fact, that one of the guys I grew up with, this was last year. Anyway, I won't call any names. He's on drugs, right, and decided to choose substance abuse for his lifestyle. I know his mother, father, brothers very well, sisters, but he is older than me. He's probably about 50, and he chose to use drugs, right? And that was how he wanted to live his life. Anyway, he was at a store, and he was making noise because I think he was trying to buy cigarettes or something like this, and they didn't want him there because sometimes he gets violent and disturbs things. And I went to the store, you know, to pick up something, and it was right around our neighborhood. I won't mention the exact location of the store, our whole neighborhood. And they'd call the police, and the police came, right? And the police were dragging him away, and he saw me, and he goes, Juan, tell him you know me, right? Juan, you can vouch for me. Vouch for you? How, dog? What are you talking about? You're creating a public disturbance. What am I saying? I know you. Don't carry him away. Let him loose so he can become a public disturbance. Anyway, I spent a great deal of my life in the Seabreeze area, and I was talking to my classmates about navigating walking home from Kingsway Academy to the Prince Charles Shopping Center, because I didn't go to the same school as my twin sister. She went to St. Anne's. I got kicked out of St. Anne's. You know, and then I went to another school and got kicked out of that school, and then I went to Kingsway. And by the time I went to Kingsway, I was in my teen years, and my parents were of the view that if you are going to get up on time for me to take you, drop you to school, right, because I got to drop your sister out Fox Hill here. If you're going to get up and get ready and be ready to go, sure, we'll take you. We'll drop you to school. I was not willing to get up and get ready in time for my sister to get dropped. So usually I would walk to school. They drop me sometimes, you know. And one of my friends who lived on the same street with me, he would sometimes walk with me. As he got older, his parents would lend him a car. And anyway, then we would walk back from school, right? And so my friend and I, who were not gangsters or anything, you know, would try on a daily basis to figure out how we're going to get from Kingsway. You have to understand the lay of the land, the geography of the land, okay? L.W. Young was a full high school at the time when I went to high school. The Charles W. Saunders High School was called the Bahamas Baptist College. Yes. And you had to navigate both those circumstances to make it over the hill to Prince Charles Drive safely. And we had another friend of mine who used to walk with us, and he had to navigate from... He had a choice of routes. So he had to navigate from Kingsway, you go over Jean Street, you got to pass, L.W. Young gets out of school, BBC gets out of school, and then he had to go from Prince Charles into Marathon, which was a whole other set of circumstances with R.M. Bailey and others, right? So in the 90s, we would spend our time figuring out how to get back from school unscathed, you know? So our modus operandi, one of our friends who, you know, was pretty fearless, he was on the softball team and the basketball team. We'd often wait for him to finish practice, hang out from school, and then we'd walk with him to his house. It was on the way to BBC, right? And then we'd just try to navigate BBC. By that time, most people would be gone, all right? L.W. Young and BBC, I don't know if it's still true to this day, but I'm told, used to have a war, all right? A war. Every day after school, there was at least one instance of they're throwing rocks at each other, they're throwing bottles at each other, they're chasing each other, and we had to navigate that. So I say all that to say I'm not naive. I understand that violence exists and has existed in the Bahamas for quite some time and exists everywhere, but this is something new. The thing on Gladstone Road, right, where you have people just willingly filming somebody getting whooped with bottles and apparently several people stabbed, and the guy who's filming it with his phone is like, you guys touch me, and I got two magazines with hollow points in them, right? So he's like, I got my gun, so don't come near me. These guys are holding huge bottles of champagne or whatever it is, beating people over the head with them. Oh, this says the war between the war between BBC and L.W. Young ended in about 2002 or 2003. When they made L.W. Young a junior high school. Okay. Did that end? Okay. That ended the war? I graduated in 94. So I was in the early 90s when people were starting fetishizing gangs like rebellions and all this other stuff like that. Syndicate, whatever the hell they're called, right? But the war's over. Great. So hopefully kids now can walk home and not, you know, be in fear for their safety. In any event, I say that to say... Since they were still warring in 2000. Jesus, yeah. Well, this is the 90s. They had a full-fledged war going on. You had to navigate it, right? I said I'd say I'm used to the concept of there'll always be some troublemakers. Sometimes youth will be misguided and do things that they don't have the wisdom to understand will negatively impact their lives more than likely. However, what we got going on now is not just young people in high school acting crazy. We got grown, hairy men in their 20s, sometimes 30s, who just don't know how to act or don't care to know how to act. And I don't know what's going on with the women out here. Like, when I was in high school, I wasn't Mr. Lover-Lover or anything, but the girls liked the sense of, oh, yeah, I'd be like... Guys were a little bit older because girls mature faster than boys. I understand that completely, usually. And they liked the guys who presented some bit of a sense of danger, right? You get that, right? I don't mean to step on any toes. A lot of girls you'd say were good girls, you know what I mean? If you had locks and you were riding like a 600 or a ninja, you know what I'm saying? Like some of the really pretty nice girls would be all over you because they enjoyed that sense of, mystery and bad boyishness. But there wasn't a sense of real imminent danger. Right now, ladies, y'all are getting caught up and shot and stabbed and all this stuff like that. I don't understand why the standard hasn't shifted. I don't understand why there's still this... attraction to danger that's not something that's just suggested, but something that's real and present, and y'all get caught in the crossfire, and y'all are still into it. I don't get it. Again, I'm 45 years old. I don't know what's going on with these people out here nowadays. I thank the good Lord in heaven that I don't have to be out here meeting girls or have no desire or urge to go out to these public events, right? But I do think of my children. I think of other people's children, right? And so I'm going to have to, and I make no apologies for it. If you feel any type of way about it, that's on you and how you raise your bad children. I'm going to have to tell my children where and when they need to not go somewhere or when they need to stay in their house or frequent places that certain types of people don't go to. And I'm not going to apologize for it because y'all don't know how to act. If you have enough money to go buy huge bottles of champagne, like the Magnum bottles of champagne, and rah-rah-rah around the party, then you should have enough sense to know how to act. All right? It's not that I'm poor, I'm broken, I got no... You're not broke. You're buying $200-$300 bottles of champagne to go fight at a party. A. B. Where are the police in this thing? With this Gladstone Road thing? And I'm trying to kill nobody business, but you can't just conduct business where people are getting hurt. And it's just that, oh, well, you know, you just take the danger of getting... Yeah, there's a certain risk involved with leaving your house and with getting out of bed in the morning. But I don't want to be in the middle of no melee where everybody getting stabbed. I don't want to live around it. None of this. How do you have an event and there seems to be no security? I mean, they are literal anyway. And I've become numb to these things. They send me these videos with these people acting crazy. And I'm like, Jesus, this is wild. How do they do? But you know, this is the lived reality of a lot of people. I don't understand what y'all are into. I don't understand why this is an attractive lifestyle for you guys. I don't understand why you go out and get drunk and get high and get mad and start shooting and stabbing and hitting people with bottles. I don't get it. All right? But something's got to give. Because I don't believe it's totally lost. But as I said, don't get mad at me if I come in a couple years and I'm like, I can't do it, all right? I can't kick it with y'all. I can't raise my kids around this. Call me elitist. Call me whatever you like. Because I'm going to tell my kids not to go around y'all. And that's how it is, all right? As a matter of just solely self-preservation. This kumbaya, everybody's a good person deep down underneath. Nah, I'm a not ride with that. I'm a ride with a lot of y'all don't know how to act. And I'm trying to stay away from y'all as much as possible. All right, get offended if you want. One, you're elitist, you're light skin. It's whatever it is, dude. Whatever it is that helps me and mine to avoid being involved in some sort of melee where people are hitting each other with bottles and slashing each other with glass and stabbing each other and shooting people outside of events. That's what I'm going to do. So I do think that as a nation, we should pull together and we should all pull in the same direction. However, I'm going to say this. For those of you who have a care about what your children do and where they are, like a real care, not like you fake care, like my good son, and you don't know what the hell's going on. Clearly, they're into some darkness. Like a real care, like you've tried, you know? For those of you who are trying, right, I suggest you do the same. Instill in your children a sense of self-preservation, a sense of, look, there's imminent danger at a lot of these places, and you're young and you feel invincible and you want to go a lot of places. But these young people nowadays are getting shot, stabbed. They're living their lives with colostomy bags. Quite a number of them are in wheelchairs now. This outcome isn't working for everyone, and I don't know that we can reach all of you. All right? So my strategy is to contain this violence as much as possible, right, with the help of police and everything like that, and also to avoid it as much as possible. Because I don't know that a lot of y'all can be saved. Not without serious harm or intervention. That's just me. I gave up a long time ago. Like, people would get mad at me all the time. McCartney, you should be the voice of reason. You're the nation. We work together on black people. Yeah, I'm with all that. Yeah, I'm all about all that. Right? I'm all about all that. But until people can start holding themselves accountable for their own behavior out here, I'm going to try to avoid as much of it as possible. All right? And that's just me. And you can feel however you feel about it. We got to take a break. We'll take some calls when we come back. We'll take a break. We can take calls. You can weigh in on it, and we can go from there.
For 25 years, Vantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. Good to have you with us. Okay, Bar 20 Corners called Pyfrom Road. All right, yes, you're right. Pyfrom Road. You're correct. Did we call it Bar 20? Because that used to be a bar, right? It's not no more. Like the two-story place they keep chipping away at used to be a bar. All right, Pyfrom Road, Pyfrom Road. Yeah, several people have messaged me. Good afternoon, McCartney. The victim in that murder at Rubis is on the work scheme from Bahamas Department of Corrections. I had heard that too. I haven't confirmed that, but I had heard that too. Nah. Anyway, I heard what possibly he was on work release for as well, which I didn't think that sort of crime would make you eligible for, or would it would prevent you from being available for work release. McCartney, you sound like a keep safe chicken. Don't blame me, bro. Me, yeah, I'm trying to keep safe. Straight up. right? I ain't no gangster. I ain't no tough guy, right? I don't want to fight nobody from L.W. Young or BBC, right? People at BBC are going to get mad at me, but that's what they used to send you when you couldn't hang a print. Anyway, let me stop. Y'all get mad. When they kick you out of Prince William, anyway. I wasn't trying to fight them, dude. At all, right? And me and my homeboy from up the street can't fight 12 dudes. It ain't going to work. Right? So, yeah. I never wanted to get no fight. If I'm in imminent danger and someone's kind of coming, I'm going to fight. I'm going to protect myself so I can get away. I ain't trying to fight no bunch of dudes. No, sir. You know? Now I get the BBC people mad at me. Listen. Anyway. BBC. Oh, Lord. I can't help it. Let me do it. BBC was like my safety, right? Because I knew the next step. If I got kicked out of Kingsway, I knew the logical next step, and my mother would have tried to prevent it, was for me to be sent to public school, right? That was the next step. That's where I was headed. If I got kicked out of Kingsway. So I really didn't want to get kicked out. But my safety was always BBC. I would always argue them, you know what? Let's try BBC before public school, right? That was my safety. All the guys I know who got kicked out of the pride. Anyway, let me stop. I'll stop. I'll leave y'all alone. It's a good school. Charles W. Saunders was very proud and did a great thing and will be. Yeah. All right. So... That's where, anyway. We used to avoid it, right? Because our friend who was fearless, he lived, you know, you'd go up Jean Street and then, you know, he'd go home and we'd have to walk the rest of the way. And we'd strategize. This says, do you know who owns that place on Gladstone Road? Because they've been packed and open throughout the pandemic. Won't hold my breath to see if they get fined for all those people on the video without masks. It says, no one. Swarm was right. This country ain't a real place. Yeah. And we're asking in the police group about it yesterday, right? And Superintendent Peters, he's superintendent now, right? He got promoted. Superintendent Peters was like, I think he got promoted. Oh, there's no facts to support that there was an attack. And then after we put the videos, or some of the reporters put the videos in the police group, they came out and they was, oh, well, nobody made a police complaint. I hear you. Nobody made a police complaint. However, this is just me spitballing. If I saw 1,400 cars on Gladstone Road and traffic not moving for 30 minutes and everyone outside their car and doing whatever the hell they wanted, and I'm the police, I'm going to check it out. Okay? If I hear that there's 1,000 people at a club or whatever it is outdoors, where you're allowed to bring your own liquor on Gladstone Road, just as a civic duty, I'm police, I'm patrolling, I'm going to check it out, right? And so I hate to be peddling conspiracy theories, but to me, someone who is connected to the police force must have some stake in that venture in order for them to just straight up ignore it like that, all right? Because I don't see police shut down bars at the drop of a hat. Because y'all got two people in here with no mask on. What is y'all doing? Someone's drinking at the bar? Closed. Right? So for them to have that huge melee and no police intervene, because I saw police like in the background. I saw, you know, the cherries and berries, you know? But as to say, go in there and stop them from wiling out? No, sir. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, everyone. How you doing, brother?
How's it going?
I'm good, man. Happy 10th anniversary, man.
Oh, thanks a million. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, one, let me see if I can make man put this thing, because here in this beautiful country that we have, nothing wrong with this country. You see, the politicians killing this country. I keep telling you all, nothing will change in this country until 2027. See, the Moses Crew, they didn't case. Don't care what it is. See, they say, I didn't make anything political, but just for this crime. Just, see, remember last week when we were saying they can't stop crime? I remember vividly when the Chinese asked Mr. Christie what he wanted. He going to army trying to kill me. I thought he was going to get some helicopters and change the DVD punk, the punk suit, you know, kind of foolishness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You see, this country, it's so easy to lock this country down. Nassau used to be 7 by 21. Right now, it's 5 by 17 right now. It's all these gated communities. See, one, the fact of the matter is, all these activist groups, these leftist groups, the Christian Council, you hear them saying anything? You hear them saying anyone? They don't have no solution. People who are awake, looking for work. People can't get a place to live. People can't hardly eat. You got a bunch of multi-billionaires in this country. I told me black multi-millionaires in this country won't get away nothing. They have nobody. Our people hate one. I be in any city every day. And the crime get under control easily. You know, I remember back in the day when Warren beat you, they had something called the bus of pain. You ain't carry no knife, no steel, knuckles or nothing. Because you know the market puts it 96 hours. But it's these same lawyers. All the loopholes, you bunch of lousy lawyers who can't find a job, who can't work for themselves. Do you hear them when they say, can't find a bring the money or bring some more money. And the next guy, chief, and the woman do things that don't pay the lawyers. We want to see right now we got three and four generations of wickedness. You know? Wickedness. See, one, this country easy to fix. You need to bring the defense force on the machine gun. This is the only way these people can understand the machine. Being away from the Christian Council, no African people, man. They're part of the problem. You had a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, me trying to get this. Place like myself, me and you, been the people and people who love the Bahamas, love our children, our grandchildren, to protect ourselves. You know what happened directly, one? If the people, I tell my law abiding citizens like myself, saying the government can't protect me and protect you and protect us, we can take the law in our own hands. We can protect ourselves, you know.
Well,
we
you know.
Defend these people.
Don't take the law into your own hands, now. I mean, you could protect yourself. That's not taking the law into your own hands. You could defend yourself. But, you know. One could argue taking law into your own hands is what happened today to the pump attendant. I don't know all the facts, though. Let's do this. Let's take a call. Let's go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Ron, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it going?
Boy, at the age of JJ, you want to take the law into your own hands.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Prison, bro.
No, right. Yeah, I ain't going to survive it. I know. You know, he will. Yeah, come on.
Because I understand, you know, you try and take the law in your own hands. Sometimes when you take it in your own hands, the law is going against you. But needless to say, right, but as a person who has a nephew, a well-known promoter in this country, and promoters that I know, when you have events, you have the real true promoters, they get their police. You know, whether they go to the police staff association and then they get a bunch of security firms. That event on Saturday passed that I was dropping someone home in Jubilee. And I look at those persons, like, they got these coolers, pulling these coolers loaded. So I said to myself, I said to the person, I said, let me ask you something. Sunday morning, which is, it's not my problem, but it's just something I just said to them. I say, Sunday morning, how much of them you think go wake up Sunday morning with a dollar in their pocket, or go buy some food to cook for them and their families. Mm. You know, people will say, oh, that's people's life. Me, personally, Vaughn, I don't care if they have parties from here to the moon. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
But what I'm saying to you, right, is that when you see these people go out and create problems and havoc on events, it makes it hard for the real. Okay, for instance, you have Trevor Davis from Alpha Sound. They have an event coming up
right
for the next month.
Yeah, I got Trevor on this week.
Watch how much police and security can be there.
Yeah, Trevor ain't gonna play that. Right.
He ain't gonna play that.
Right.
And my nephews work hand in hand with him.
Right. Yeah.
George Fox and Clay Vaughn. Right. So they're promoters. Because you know why they're going to have police and security there? Because they, first of all, they have to respect protect their name. They have to protect the persons that are coming in there to patronize their event. And that event that they had on Gladstone Road, I don't want to call the person who owns it, right? Mm-hmm. But deep down inside, I can tell you something, Mr. McCartney. You know what it's cost? A lot of business people in this country, in some incidents, life be taken away because they too cheap. Mm. And if you dissect what I mean by that, they're too cheap. Some business persons or some promoters want to have events and don't want to hire the police, don't want to hire the relevant security. They believe they hire one or two people who say they're security or bouncer.
But I thought you had to, though, do it. I thought you have to in order to get the permit.
But in certain situations, people work around it, but I don't want to get into that personal, you know, on the radio.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, right, a big event like that, man, you're supposed to have police lying off there. Lying off.
Agreed.
Because remember now, you're having events with alcohol. And you know how some of our people is when the alcohol. So, you know, and then to the lady, but what hurt me, you know, Vaughn, is the young lady walking and she got stopped. You know, that if that's the life with some of y'all people who live in this country, have fun. But all I ask some of y'all in this country, let the innocent people who have families, who have children, let them live a normal life. But y'all who want to kill up and check up and go out and party and do whatever, y'all have fun. And I encourage y'all family members, please put your children in some insurance, Mr. McCartney, so at least they could get something back. What do you say?
Yeah, you could bury him and don't come out of pocket. Too tough.
Have a good one, brother.
All right, bro. We got to go to news headlines. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're talking about the situation in the country with the violence, with the crime, you know, and we're approaching it hopefully with a level head, understanding that, yes, there's crime everywhere. Yes, there's violence everywhere. However, what we see going on is not acceptable. All right? So, for instance, the Rubus where the young man was shot dead, right? Or maybe this is acceptable in your mind. And in your mind, this is just everyday life where people get shot dead in front of each other. I was watching, I followed for many years the gang situation in Chicago, the inner city of Chicago, right? And because I listen to hip-hop a lot, and there's what's called the what's called drill rap. It started in Chicago, all right? At least the Chicagoans argue that it started in Chicago, and to my knowledge, it did start in Chicago. Anyway, drill rap's all about gang life, right? and what's going on in the streets of Chicago. You know, there are many gangs in Chicago, Pie Rouge, Gangster Disciples, Black Gangster Disciples, etc. Anyway, in Chicago, and there's also now a drill scene in New York, Brooklyn, Bronx, and they're all on the same stuff, which is like corner by corner, there are gangs. And they are trying to kill each other on site, and there's no resolution. There's no greater theme of community building, because the leaders of the gangs, as they become of age, they usually go to prison or die, right? And so the youngest people are left to be on their own wicket, right? We're talking 13, 14, 15-year-olds with automatic weapons or with Glocks, 9mm weapons, 44 caliber weapons that have switches on them, all right? So there's a device called a switch now. They probably have them here. That you put on the barrel of your regular single discharge weapon, and it allows the barrel to fire without really ceasing. And so you turn a regular single discharge weapon into an automatic weapon with a switch. It's like that big, right? It's big, not as big as a walnut. And in the event, their insanity is quite similar to the insanity that's going on here, right? So they have a bunch of gangs and people who are caught up in gang life, all right, from street to street, corner to corner, and their mission is to try to kill each other just over, you know, clout, over whatever they perceive as respect. And we got a lot of that same stuff going on here, yeah? And it's not working out for them, and it's not working out for us. So if I say to you, oh, man, you go to Chicago, everybody's dying, and everybody's out. That's not the case, right? You could say that. I don't know if you've ever been to downtown Chicago. It's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen. I haven't seen every city, but it certainly is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen. Downtown Chicago, right? And it's perfectly clean and safe, and nothing untoward usually happens. However, you know, 20 minutes away, kids are dying day by day. They're shutting down schools. Kids are dying. So is New Providence, like, you know, everybody's dying everywhere and it's unsafe to go anywhere? I don't believe that. But in the same vein that they politicize, when they politicize the issue in Chicago and say, well, you guys, the Democrats have run this city for years. Look at how many, all the Black and Hispanic kids who are dying. Right? And that this should not be that there's this extreme wealth at the same time coexisting with this poverty and this violence and this drug culture, right? That's how I feel about Nassau. Like, absolutely, there are safe places. There are places where, you know, you don't see a lot of crime. People aren't being violent toward each other, and you can walk in relative safety for certain. But just like you wouldn't excuse what's happening in Chicago because there's prosperity in Chicago, we can't excuse what's happening in New Providence. I say New Providence because this ain't happening elsewhere. All right? Abaco was a little touch and go for a while before the hurricane, but Dorian displaced so many people that ain't nothing firmed up like that. This is a New Providence problem, right? And so when I tell you I may be out in a few years, it ain't like I'm going to be out from the Bahamas totally. I just can't be here with y'all. Mine just for my peace of mind. So we do need to address the situation. All right. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
About time.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
Right here. All good.
Oh, let me turn this radio off. Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul McCartney.
Yes?
We know you, supporter. That you are from Hay Street. You know you is us. Watch this one. I didn't tell them, except the pastors start to preach the gospel and give people life in their soul. Niggas can kill one another. There is no other way. You have to. You see how you speaking online? You doing your best. And we proud of you. You excellent in your ways.
Thank you.
But I can tell you one thing.
Uh-huh.
Except, watch this one. Watch this one. McCartney was throwing me up. Watch this one.
Okay.
Nelson Mandela came in 1993 and Chicago Line and Hubert Ingraham, they sit down in the College of the Bahamas campus. It was the College of the Bahamas, then was the University. You know, Nelson Mandela say, y'all, say y'all. He point to us, he say, y'all is a people. Say, y'all different. Y'all peculiar. And y'all are called. That's what Nelson Mandela tell us. And watch this one. Watch this one. Watch this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to Ari Cooper on the day of independence. I just watch that every day. Sometimes I watch it. No, Ari Cooper. You know what he say on the fourth Independence Day? He say, we are peculiar people. We are different. As it relates to Ukraine and Russia, and our weapon is not cannon. We are different people. And that's what our pastors, these ministers, evangelists, talk about, these prophetess or prophet. That's what you got to preach. Right or wrong?
I'm with you, yeah. Absolutely. We got to speak to
and
the people.
I'm with you.
Lift him up.
Yeah, call it, say that. Yeah, later.
Okay, bro. Appreciate it. Whatever it takes, you know what I mean? Whatever it takes, I'm into it. All right? Prayer, whatever we're dealing with. Let's do that. All right? Throw everything at it. All right. This says, Juan, you know, in life you used to learn the hard way and somehow conform your behavior for the most part by the time you hit 18. But in our society, where we are so close-knit and everyone knows someone, by the time these kids are 18, they've already been given the hookup multiple times and have had numerous chances to skirt the law. So a lot of these murders are revenge killings because people are tired of these people skirting the law and flaunting it in their face. We need to have a no-nonsense, no-hookup system. Until then, vigilantes will rule the day and we will further decay as a society. We need to rewrite the entire penal code. Let that be Monroe's legacy. Yeah, the penal code does need overhaul. Totally. Yeah. And also, you know, you do have to examine how the work release is structured. If indeed someone who was convicted of, and I don't know this to be the case in this instance, but let us say perhaps that someone was convicted of a murder or a multiple murder or whatever like that, and they're on work release, you kind of have to wonder if they are indeed safe back out on the street, if a sufficient amount of reconciliation has occurred with the families of the victims, all right, on the part of the prisoner, that would allow them to still be safe. Because it is not, I'm not condoning it, but I've heard from people who say, you know what, I was at the mall and I saw the man who was charged with murdering my sister, and he was laughing it up and having a good time and flaunting his ankle bracelet, wearing shorts like it's a badge of honor, yeah, while my sister's dead. And they told me that they were moments away from losing their mind. That I could see you walking around free, and I'm convinced that you had something to do with my sister's death or brother's death. I'm just supposed to let that ride when this violence was visited upon my family. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just saying that it is understandable to see how some people could have some sort of mental break and you go, what? No. Does that mean that you never deserve justice? You never deserve another chance? If you do commit a murder, if you do some wrong like that, that's not what that means, right? But I'm just trying to dissect all the circumstances surrounding it. It says, yep, one scary thing in Nassau is if there's enough people in one spot, chances are someone got a wire with someone else there. When you see the place getting a little packed, it's time to bounce. Now, that's true, but I'm a challenge you on that. I'm going to push back on you on that, right? So, anyone here ever been to Jollification?
I'll buy the Bahamas National Trust, right? No? Oh, okay. Well, Delification got 1,000 people in it, right? Packed with people, full to the brim. You'll never see no fight at Jollof. You'll never, ever, ever hear. And they serve an alcohol, too. You'll never, ever, ever hear someone get stabbed up at Jollification. Someone get boys in the hair with a magnum at Jollof. You'll never, ever, right? Cars line off down Village Road. Okay? All sorts of people from all walks of life. How come one set of people could act with sense at a mass gathering at one location, but another set of people just don't know how to act when they go out? So that's my challenge, right? Is that you do say, okay, if it's a crowd and Nassau, avoid it. But I've been crowded places before and ain't nothing happened. So, but I do follow your remedy, though. I don't go with no crowded. Juan, welcome to me as a teen 30 years ago. Whenever I see a group of unruly Negroes, I hightail it in the opposite direction and I make no apologies. Oh, my. It says, and this is why the white folks only go to events that cost $1,000 a ticket. These Negroes are embarrassing and have no shame and makes it hard for us to defend ourselves when these type conversations come up. And that's the truth. It's true. It is true. Now, someone says there have been fights at Jollification. I never seen no fight. So there was one in 2019. Ah, okay. I don't remember that, but okay, fair enough. If you say there's a fight. I'm saying the vibe is different, though. That's like, if there's a fight at Jollification, people go, oh, my God, you know? Like, I would go, was there a fight at Jollification? Oh, my God, right? If you tell me there's a fight at, like, Gladstone Road, where 12,000 people were drinking the liquor they all brought in, I'm kind of going, yeah, you know. And no one wants to hear that. No one wants to acknowledge it. Because what you want is, because we're virtuous, yes? We're virtuous, and we want to say, well, we're all God's children. And we're all prone to disruptive behavior at times, which is true. But some of y'all, I could set my watch by it, right? Because I know y'all want to be virtuous. It's not the black people. It's not the black people. It ain't. Right? It ain't that y'all black. I'm black. And I've been to events where there's all black people. And ain't nobody did nothing untoward. Okay? It ain't that y'all black. It's that y'all don't know how to act. Right? I'm black. I know how to act. A lot of people I know how to act. Y'all don't know how to act. And you don't want nobody to tell you. Because you could come off like, oh, we elitist, we this and that. No, you don't know how to act. That's all. Plain and simple. And I'm tired of pretending like that ain't the case. Like y'all know how to act, but it's just some misunderstanding. No, no. You know what you're doing. Right? So I'm not giving anybody any comfort with that. But if there's a fight of Jollification, sure. But I'm not even beginning to go, well, yeah, it happens to a it ain't the same. It's not. Period. But you want to feel good about yourself. So that's why you say that, right? And I stop living like that. Right? I stop making excuses. Because what I realized is we want to infantilize those who are less fortunate. So we want to equivocate a lot of us, even though we may not know whether we're doing it. We would prefer to equivocate being less fortunate with being able to not understand that there are social norms. When you know there are social norms, right? That's we try to say, well, they're unfortunate, and so therefore they have this childlike brain where they can't distinguish right from wrong and how people should act, which is nonsense. Okay? I often go to, shout out to Almond Tree Bar in Kemp Road, right? I'll often go to Almond Tree Bar, right? And go get my rib souse or go get my stew kunk, although I'm supposed to stop eating kunk because of cholesterol. I'll go to Almond Tree Bar And Kobe runs Almond Tree Bar. You ain't gonna see no fight at Almond Tree Bar. Kobe, that man ain't gonna have it. Kobe's wife is there. She's not gonna have it. If you go in an Almond Tree, you're gonna act with sense. Or you ain't coming in. So don't tell me, if you're less fortunate, you can't understand that there are social norms that you should abide by. I don't buy that argument. Because I do hear that a lot. Says, one, Rihanna's a perfect example of what you're saying about women who go looking for relationships with or having children for the thug or bad boy. Then their lives get destroyed. Rihanna? Ooh, and ASAP Rocky? He did something? Says, hi, Juan. Just curious as to what you was into as a youth that caused you to continue to get kicked out of school. You're such an intelligent individual and turned out quite fine as an adult. Yeah, sure. As a kid, I was disruptive, right? So I was disruptive and I didn't have any regard for the fact that others wanted to learn. I didn't take the work seriously. And I was too much of a distraction for teachers and others who were trying to conduct classes, right? And so I'd often get into trouble. I'd be mischievous, X, Y, Z. And there's only so much of that anybody's going to take, particularly at a private institution. You go, okay, you're becoming a distraction to the other students. You're always in trouble, X, Y, Z, right? So that was my problem, right? And kudos to Kingsway for actually, you know, continuing to be patient and help me to understand. And, you know, I believe God had a lot to do with it. But, you know, I think I turned out well. But I was disruptive and, you know, a troublemaker. I didn't fight anything like this, but I was just a disruptive force in my school. And in retrospect, I completely understand why people are like, it's not going to work, right? I get it. And that's life. And you know how you don't run from it. I don't run from it. I got kicked out of several schools. That's life, you know? I'm going to sit here and be like, I was a perfect angel and everything was fine. I got straight A's and yada, yada. I didn't, right? I did not. But I still understand that you don't go out and hit people with bottles and stab people and, you know, harass women. Yeah, so, right. Says, one, you're right. We try to infantilize those who are less fortunate. Man, listen. Anyway, one day when you're free, right? I can announce it when Kobe makes up when he cooking, right? Go to the Almond Tree Bar, all right? And you will understand that no matter where you're from, you can still have a sensible, safe, comfortable environment, even if it's in very close proximity to a lot of poverty, all right? So I can't excuse your bad behavior on poverty. I can't, because I've seen too many poor people who know how to act, who are respectful, who pay attention, who try and who work very hard, who haven't had the luxuries of good education or whatever like this. And they don't think that behavior is acceptable. But a lot of times we sit here and we feel guilty because we've done well or had a particular advantage when we were raised, and we try to excuse them instead of saying, you know, they too have to be accountable. It says, bro, the University of Miami did a study. The cholesterol in Arkonkin lobster is the good one, LDL, and not the bad one, HDL. Yeah, I think my HDL was a little bit high, and so I want to work on that. Because that was never the case before, and I don't understand what it is. I've been a little bit lax with my butter and mayo intake. As well as my bread intake, I'm not sure. This is, they're on with Jones about 9 years ago, and I was pleasantly shocked. I had a slight heart issue about 11 weeks before that. Wow. And it stopped eating conch and lobster that same day. I hauled to the fish fry to give me a conch salad. I feel you. Because I was like, I told my wife, because I go hardcore, you know. And I told my wife, I was like, look, I'm going to cut out all this cholesterol. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm going to cut it. I'm going to cut out everything. So I'm going to start with Conk, right? Because almost every weekend I would have a big, huge thing of Conk salad. And so I go to the guy, and I'm like, okay, make me a salad, please, but no Conk. He says, what are you talking about? It's Heineken, fish fry. I got to work on my Haitian accent. Heineken's Haitian. Anyway, he says, what are you talking about? And I go, yeah, just give me a salad. I don't want any Conk. He's like, well, why? I said, you know, it's cholesterol, whatever like that. And he's like, okay, if you say so. And he makes me the salad, and I go home, and I eat it. And like 30 minutes later, I had to go to Montague to go buy a Conk. I was like, go buy the Conk. Just clean it, skin it for me, clean it. I'm going to go. And I chopped it up, and I had Conk salad. I couldn't do it. But if you say it's got the good cholesterol, okay, let's see. I'll try it. All right. Says these days people display their lack of home training like a badge of honor. And you know, I often have arguments about this with, not arguments, discussions about this with one of my friends who's, you know, he works with a lot of underprivileged youth and, you know, he's a successful guy and he works with a lot of underprivileged youth for a lot of causes, you know, like he's more so than I would hope to do anyway. And he's of the view that you have to give people a way out, all right? In fact, I'll try not to identify him. The same friend who I told you we walked home together trying to navigate, like, the fights, that friend, he's very successful to this day. And he works with a lot of underprivileged people, and he's gotten me to donate to a lot of these causes. And he's of the view that you have to give people a way out. And I kind of drift toward the view that I don't know that a lot of these people want a way out. Right? I'm of the view that you have to at some point realize that where you're headed isn't a sustainable place. All right? And we have a difference of opinion on that. And I'm willing to help. He's much more patient than I am. All right? And that's a view. I don't discount it. I don't discount, like, we had a letter writer not too long ago. Submit a very lengthy letter, and if I cannot find it for you, in fact, he put his name on it, Michael Folks. And he spoke about how a lot of what's going on with the youth is the fault of those of us who were in positions to help them who didn't help. And my friend, actually, the friend I talked about, knows him, and he says he does help quite a bit. He knows he works with underprivileged youth. And so they're kind of the same view that, you know, it's that we don't offer the young men opportunities X, Y, Z. Right? And what I think happened is over the past, so 40 years or so, the message that you're not owed anything other than what you work for, it kind of got lost. And there's a lot of blame to go around. But I think we too comfortably put people in a box and say, well, they didn't have opportunity, so you can't expect them to act no better. You can't expect them to be no better. When people who grew up with much less convenience, much less money, much less access to information, put in the work to actually make something of themselves. Because in my head, I don't see where the opportunities have all disappeared. They may be harder to come by, but there's opportunity there. For instance, if you are interested in going to college, and you should start talking to your kids about this when they're like 9, 10 years old, if not sooner. If you're interested in going to college and you are willing to work and study and get good grades, your parents, if they're resourceful, even if they're not wealthy, can more than likely help you to get a tertiary education, even abroad. All right? It becomes creative at some points, since people subsumed a lot of the student loan stuff that we had out there. But more than likely, you'd have the opportunity. So I know somebody, and I'm going to call him. I'm going to call his name because he did help. He's going to get mad at me maybe because people are going to come at him. Anyway, there's a person who works at the Nassau Guardian, all right, who's not. I know y'all think we're all rich here. We're not, right? So, and she, you know, makes a regular working class salary, right? Doesn't have any huge position. But she's really cares about her kids and their well-being. And when it was time for her daughter to go to school, and she always kept her daughter with her, right? And she raised her daughter by herself, essentially. And when it's time for her daughter to go to school, she was making sure the whole time that her daughter went to school, did her grades, kept real good track of her, you know what I mean, as a single mother. And when it was time for her to go to school, she called Shivargo Lang. And he's not going to want me to call his name probably, but I'm going to call his name. Because he does this, all right? She called Shivargo Lang. And she said, could you please help me to find some financial aid, some scholarships, et cetera, so that my daughter can go to university? She wants to be an accountant, all right? Could you please help me? And her and Lang sat down and went through all the different opportunities that are out there, you know, scoured high and low, looking for different programs that'll pay for your kids to go to school if they hit a certain GPA, another scholarship you can apply to give you some money to live, all right, give you some money for food, et cetera. There's some places that give you very low interest loans and everything like that. So, and Lang sat down with her and figured this out. Her daughter's graduated university now. I'm sure he knows who I'm talking about, right? And she's on her way to being an accountant. And her mother wasn't wealthy. Her mother just worked hard, tried to make sure she stayed out of trouble, make sure she had the grades so there were any scholarship opportunities, and she didn't get straight A's, but make sure she had good enough grades so that if there were scholarship opportunities, she could take advantage of them, all right? And so when I look at a woman who is raising a daughter by herself on an average salary, nothing fancy, right, and can keep her in line and keep her motivated and be resourceful enough to try to enlist people's help so that her daughter can have an education and change her family's life in just one generation. I look at her, and she can accomplish that, and I look at other people and I go, well, why aren't you even trying that? Why aren't you even seeking that route out? And I'm seriously asking, is it because perhaps you're working somewhere and your proximity to people who you know can move and shake and get things done allowed you the confidence, perhaps, all right? But you were still motivating your daughter from, she was a little child, and she was always like, my daughter's going to go to university. She had no money to pay for university, but she figured it out. And so that sense of trying to figure it out and work at it and everything like that, we've lost a lot of that in the course of the last 30-odd years. Because there was a lot of that hustle going on, particularly when I was going off to school. Not all the people I knew could afford school. My father couldn't really afford to send us to school like that. All right, and they had to be resourceful and find a way. And we've lost some of that. Sorry, I haven't been taking your calls. But shout out to Lang. As much as y'all run out with Lang, and you don't diss and that and BTC and all this, ask yourself what you're doing. Because this man helps people. And from the bottom of his heart. And it's only because I still see people like him helping and doing things like that, that I try not to give up when I'm inundated with requests to help people that have nothing to do with me. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business.
Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
Breakfast just got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away five priceless trips to Miami for two people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win, whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others. It's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. All right, we're talking about the situations going on in New Providence that we have some level of dysfunction that we're not pleased with. And I believe the reasons are multifaceted, but I also believe that until we start understanding that there's inherent value in all of us, and our purpose should be to live up to our full potential, and that we must have accountability despite unfortunate circumstances, then we're not going to get very far. All right? And I don't have all the answers, and I don't know it all, and I'm just one guy. And a lot of people won't agree with me, but that's my view of the world. All right? I understand all the challenges. All of them I understand. But I also understand that there has to be effort and participation on your individual part as well. I'll read your text messages. One, how are you? It's a new day. Can't you see it? It says, yeah, we're trying to get like the Mexican cartel and bird family from the Ozarks, just evil. I haven't seen the latest Ozarks. It said, Latrey Ramming blamed this crime spree on the former administration. And did he? I didn't hear that. That wouldn't make a great deal of sense, in my opinion. This says, it's not about preaching the gospel. We have enough of that, maybe even too much going on in this country. It's about living the gospel. Yeah, that's an argument you can make for real. It says, Jollification has 1,000 civilized people. Just say it. Well, someone told me there was a fight at Jollification in 2019, so all of them wasn't civilized, clearly. But that's someplace you feel, if you heard that, you'd be shocked, right? Yeah? Because they had an international food festival like about 10 years ago. And they had like a fight there, like one girl like attacked another girl. And everyone was like shocked, you know? And I'm under no illusions, you know what I mean? You can go to any country in the world and stuff could pop off, you know? This says, I feel you, but I ain't taking no chances nowadays. Like you said, pick your battles. No matter where you go in Nassau, you gotta drive like Jason Statham. Or the old man from Taken. Have the mirrors on point. Let me tell you what's bonkers, right? I'm going to show you what's bonkers. And I can only relate to how these things relate to me, right? A couple of years ago, I think it was last year, my wife messaged me, and she was so proud. She took a picture. And she went to get gas after she picked the kids up from school. And she gave my son the money to pay for the gas. And he left the car, went to the gas station door, buzzed it, they let him in, right? He goes inside. She told him you can get a treat for yourself and your sister. He goes inside, pays for the gas, pays for the treat, right? Comes outside, comes back to the car, brings a receipt and everything. And she's like, oh, I felt so proud. Like, he can, you know, he's getting older now. He can do independent things like this, X, Y, Z. And she's like, I'll always remember this, right? You know what gas station that was? The same one where the guy got shot and killed at the pump before noon today. We're trying to raise our children in an environment where death and violence and bloodshed is going to become an everyday occurrence, and they're not going to be okay. It says it's when there's a crowd and the reggae music starts. So I'm supposed to explain to my son the failings of the criminal justice system in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and the breakdown of the social order so that he could feel as though I can make sense out of a pump attendant being shot dead as I'm sending them inside to go pay for gas, possibly, and candy. It was a bunch of people there when the guy got killed. It was a no stealth operation. It didn't look like. It says you're brown skin, not black. LOL. Okay. That makes you feel better, sure. It says the reason why is because sensible people visit that function and low IQ people visit the other. It says, good day one. We have a society where many Bahamians are not properly socialized. This is mostly because of the cycle of poverty and lack of values placed on the right achievement. We live in an overly materialistic society and plagued by anti-intellectualism. Intelligent society solve problems and its population is far less violent. Yep. I think poverty, like I said, I do think poverty exacerbates those issues, but I don't equate poverty with just not knowing how to act. I could call names on this radio, but I don't want anyone to feel any type of way. But people I've seen come from the most dire circumstances and elevate themselves through hard work, all right, making themselves open for opportunities. And they didn't sit there and go, well, it's not fair, so I give up until someone comes and balances the scales for me. They go, no, it's not fair. I got to work at it. I got to fix it. This is one, I'm sure it's the alcohol overload mixed with whatever the current flavor of drugs they're on these days, young and intoxicated and ready to explode. Yeah, they probably on new drugs, too. They got designer drugs going on now. This one, jollification is one event. Also, the International Food and Cultural Trail, Botanical Gardens. Years of having the event, thousands of people and no fights. No, I told you there was a fight with it. Anyway. Two girls were fighting at the cultural event. It was a very brief thing. But a lot of us in media knew who they were, so it was like, yeah, an issue. It says the sea moss salad is a great substitute for the conch salad. Oh, okay, never tried that. Well, my friend's saying that the bad cholesterol ain't in the conch, so I'm going to go back on it. It says, had an Irish moss conch salad from New Life once. It was good. Yeah. It says, I can't even utter the words rib souse, but we appreciate that you're sharing your story. Some of these young men can benefit from hearing that. Even the best among us weren't perfect. Yeah. Rib souse. Kobe made mutton shoulder souse. On Saturday. Solid. One, the lockdowns did some good for the country. Crime was under control. After restrictions were lifted, it simply went crazy. Well, you know, they certainly were not carrying on like this during the lockdown. I'll give you that. But as soon as a little freedom happened, they started waking up early to go conduct their killing. It says, I only go to events and hang around people I believe share my values. I even refused to go to a close family member funeral because he was in a gang. Mr. McCartney, I went to Bahamas Academy. Ruth White ruled us better than Margaret Thatcher. She never used to smile with us for a second. I was so scared of her. This says, good afternoon, Juan. We need to stop stereotyping us as black people to give the impression we do not behave and we're out-socialized compared with white folks. We live in a predominantly black country. I lived in Florida for a few years, and whites fight at social gatherings such as nightclubs. It's all about individual behavior. That's my take. I agree with you, because, again, like I say, I'm black, so you can't tell me black people ain't socialized. I know how to act. The vast, vast majority of people I know how to act, and they're black. So I don't buy that argument. Well, because they're black, they're going to act a certain... That's... Y'all, one day we're gonna talk about eugenics, right? And the white man's burden and all stuff like that when you're ready to get deep into it, right? The arguments we make to excuse a lot of this behavior from people who are poor and people who are poor and people of color, these are the arguments that the racist people used to make against us decades and decades ago. That they can't learn. They can't do better. They don't, they'll never know how to act because their brains are different. And it's on us, that's the white man's burden. The white man's burden is to carry the human race, right? These are the same arguments they made. That's why I'm not getting caught up in this trap with you. It says, also, in my opinion, whenever white folks decide to misbehave, they're much more dangerous. Okay. I don't know about that. But I feel you. I feel you. Like, I don't make the argument, oh, it's because they're black. I don't. No, that's easy, right? That's easy. You could tie everything up in your little basket and tie it up with a bow. Oh, boom. They're poor. They won't ever do better. I don't buy it. I know that's not the case. Says the reason that so many of these young people grow up without moms like that mom, they see their parents complaining about work, not trying. They grow up in ghetto homes. They care about Jordans and iPhones, not saving money. It's a ghetto mentality. Now, there may be some mentality that says that people are making poor choices and excusing for that. So you got to look at that. I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all, but still. It says, good day, Juan. Do you have any info on the dispute between Coral Harbor residents and BNT over clearing of pine forest on the north side of Carmichael? Let me show you something. So I have some information, and I was reading an eyewitness news story this morning about it, but the story didn't give me a clear sense of what exactly is happening. Maybe I'll go back at it. But I didn't get a clear sense of exactly what was happening, other than they argued at that particular meeting. But I have heard Von Miller talk about it, etc. It says not to be read. Yeah, I heard that too, that you heard. You're telling me not to read it. I won't read it. But I heard that too, that you heard. Yes. It says, Juan, even with the lockdowns, we had 98 murders in a year. So what these idiots want, minutes back to keep us locked down, that's no strategy. No, I don't. No. I'm certain you don't think that's what I want. It says they want lockdown forever to control crime. No. Nah. I think you could saturate some spots and, you know, do it that way. It said, it's not black and white, it's wise and stupid. The one walking with the wise one will become wise, but the one who has dealings with the stupid will fare badly. Proverbs 13:20. Yeah, that may be something for that, for real. So, Juan, don't act like when you hear or read about international crime, you can tell which one is white or black, LOL. No, not really, you can't. I say crime happens everywhere. Like, South America's got some really violent places. There's a lot of violence all in Europe, too, you know? Different countries, right? So it's a lot of places. I'm not gonna say it, you know. But and I'm be real here. You know when you hear about something happening like in the States, right? And there's some violent, crazy crime, like you're silently praying that it's not someone black. You know. Even though you have no stake in it, you're praying, right? Remember when they had the subway shooting? Yeah, we're gonna find a picture of the shooter. And he was black. I was so disappointed. Oh. Which isn't logical, right? But I felt disappointed. A good day, Juan. Please warn the public about armed robberies. My friends got robbed at gunpoint this morning, about to make a deposit. The police are investigating. Yeah, absolutely be careful out there. Armed robberies are on the rise. I don't keep money on me like that. It says 90% of our problems are as a result of non-existent families. Okay. All right. We got to get out of here. I'm sorry I couldn't get to your calls. But we're going to have to keep talking about these things. All right. We're going to have to continue to address it. You know, my view on it, my approach isn't the end all and be all of anything. People will have differences of opinion. I have my opinion on how some things can probably change. You have yours. No worries. There's just some arguments I won't buy. And I'm gonna preach accountability and holding ourselves accountable and holding each other accountable till the end of my days. And I'm not going to give up on people. I'm not just going to go, well, they're poor. They're done. Let me throw them away. Right? Put them in a bot. They're not going to learn. You trying to teach these Negroes? Seriously? What you care for? What you in the hood for what? Help them for what? Why? They don't want better. They ain't going to do better. They ain't nothing better. You want them to stop grown men to stop preying on teenage girls who are in poverty, who are raised to think that they must trade their bodies for any sort of monetary access? Why? They're in the ghetto, man. Leave them. That's how they go. Right? That's what they want. That's what they're into. That's how they live. Right? Let's just keep them away from the rest of us. I don't want to do that. I want us all to have standards, you know? And so I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going to keep working for it. You don't have to agree. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like what I say. You can have a different type of message or a different take on it. But I'm not just going to sweep it all under the rug and throw away entire sectors of people because I believe in my heart that they just can't do any better, can't know any better. Is everybody given the same equal fair shot in life out of the gate when they're born? Of course not. All right. But that doesn't mean we stop letting people know that if you do apply yourself, despite your circumstances, you can make something out of your life. All right. You don't have to do all this violence. You don't have to do all this nonsense. You don't have to live this way. And you could have a better life. All right. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.